not really cool. Where's Minnesota gear, thank God?
I'm the only one here, I feel like. Only one that listens to Brian.
Welcome back. You have to be up here with all of us after the injury. How's it feel to be back and pre-playing at home for the first time?
Yeah. It was a long couple weeks off, or actually close to a month off for me. Especially when our team kind of hit a couple bumps in the road there against Duluth and the U.S. team. Made it even harder to watch it when, thinking that if you're out there, maybe you can change the game a little bit and at least help the team maybe get a couple of those wins.
What were you focusing on during your time off and being injured? Like, was there anything that you were just working on for yourself or just seeing something with the team from a different set of, like, perspective?
The big thing for me when I was hurt was just to, try and get back as fast as I can, and do absolutely everything possible that would help me get back as soon as I could, and also just try and stay in shape. It was a little interesting watching the game from, up in the stands or on TV compared to being on the ice and on the bench watching it. But as far as anything else, just trying to stay in shape and make sure I'm healed and come back and ready to go.
Is it difficult when you have to sit out for that length of time?
Yeah. That was the first time that I've ever been missed games or missed a period of time for injury in my whole hockey career. So for me, it was really hard, knowing that you just can't play as much as you want to. You physically can't do it. And so it was a little tough mentally, when you got into the middle of it. The third week was pretty tough, knowing that I was close to coming back. And I practiced all of the Boston week and then got hurt Thursday in practice right before we were going to get on a plane and go out there. So I was all set and ready to play, and then having that little injury setback and having to wait another week was tough, but happy I'm done with it now, and I'm happy I'm playing.
Having that different perspective, like you said, watching from up top instead of maybe playing, what did you kind of notice that the team was maybe lacking in that little bump there in the middle of the road?
The big thing I noticed was just didn't look like maybe we were all in at times or that we were competing the whole time. I think that Duluth series was pretty evident to me that they wanted it. They wanted to beat us two times. They wanted to sweep us. They wanted it bad. And it just seemed like, maybe we thought it was going to be easy, or maybe we thought it was, just going to roll over them. But, they came out with a lot of energy and a lot of compete, and I don't think we matched their intensity at all.
Talking to Ambrose and Connor, they said maybe this break was good, a chance to step back, decompress, and maybe just focus on the little things. What's your perspective on getting away from a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important, for us with how much hockey we do have and practicing every day and games and all that, just to kind of get away from the rink and kind of recharge your batteries. So, we've had a couple of good days of practice so far, and I think our team's pretty energized and really excited about playing this weekend.
As a senior, I think you're on the All-Mariucci team last year. What does this tournament mean to you?
Well, it means a lot because it's our tournament. We host it, and for the 4 years that I've been here, the three tournaments that I've played in, we really haven't done that well. We didn't win it my freshman and sophomore year. I don't think we didn't win it last year, did we? Colgate.
I think you won 2 years ago.
2 years ago, we won one, but for us, there should be no reason why we don't win this tournament every year. We have our fans, we got our crowd backing us, and for us, it's kind of a pride thing. Teams come into this rink and they shouldn't win. We should be able to win every home game, and being the host team, and it means a lot for us to come out and win, and especially because it's going to be a big indication on how our second half is going to go, how we come out this weekend and play.
Playing team, you're playing Merrimack. You may play UMass. What other two teams that be in the tournament today with you? You said you're kind of running out of these games. Is there a little bit of an added importance on top of the Classic?
Yeah, I think once you start getting the second half of the year, that pairwise rankings come out and all that, and playing big non-conference games against ranked teams, it helps you at the end of the year and making sure that you're as high as you can possibly be in the rankings. So, coming out and hopefully get two wins this weekend, hopefully against two big teams, and that'll, I think, kickstart us for the second half.
In light of the Big Ten as a conference not doing great non-conference, but the Gophers are, does this put extra emphasis on this weekend's non-conference games?
Yeah. The Big Ten's maybe a little down this year, but so I kind of might not be getting